This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Jack Kingston, who represents the Peach State's 1st Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Appropriations Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the tax fight that has now passed the Senate and makes its way to the House of Representatives, where the debate is expected to be much more fierce. We also want to get his thoughts on what is already a very controversial omnibus spending bill being put forward by Senate Democrats. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us.
Well, Greg, it's great to be with you, and I really appreciate your show.
Thank you, sir. 81-19 was the vote in the Senate. Given the preliminary votes, that was not much of a surprise. Right now, it seems like House Democrats are resigned to this passing in the lower chamber as well, though they're going to try and make changes to the estate tax provision and perhaps an amendment on the top tax bracket as well. But what do you expect to happen in this debate in the House?
I'm not 100% sure. I think there's going to be a lot of stomping of the ground and pounding of chest. But I'm not 100% sure that they're going to be able to do anything. I think that their own leadership wants to support President Obama and wants to keep the basic framework of the deal intact. I will say this, though, that there are people on our side of the aisle, the Republicans, who are concerned about it as well. So I don't think there's a lot of happiness. There's not a lot of high-fiving going on in the back room.
You mentioned that as the Democrats become more accepting of it, or at least accepting of the fact that it's likely to pass, it seems like more and more conservatives are kind of taking a closer look at it and not liking what they see more and more, including some who say that the fact that this extension of unemployment benefits isn't paid for and some other things Democrats have tried to attach here makes them wonder whether it's a good idea for Republicans to support it, even though they get all the tax cuts extended that they wanted here. What's your take on all this?
Well, you know, one of the problems that we have is that businesses need certainty, and that's one of the big problems that the Obama administration has had, is they always change major rules on borrowing and finance and regulatory environment and labor. Every month or two, we've had a new rule, and because of that, investment dollars have stayed on the sideline. And now we're talking about only a two-year extension. Well, nobody is going to get a five-year loan based on a two-year tax package. And so we're thinking, look, you fight this battle now, and you put in a lot of emotion about it, and then 2 years from now, you're right back where you started from. And so I think a lot of us would like to see, if we're going to go along with some of the extracurricular stuff, we need to have a permanent fix.
What is your vote on this, and how much of an impact do you think a two-year extension will have on some of these small businesses?
Well, I'm leaning no, and I think that a lot of individuals will like the extension regardless, but I think businesses, it will not help them go out and create jobs. You know, the goal is you want to make it cheaper to hire someone. And so when you cut payroll taxes, the Social Security tax portion of a paycheck, but you only do it on the employee side, then you haven't made it less expensive for the business to hire new people. And because of that, I don't think that the tax impact is going to be as strong for job recovery as we're talking about. And then you add on the fact that let's accept that, okay, you cut somebody's taxes, the economy recovers, more revenue comes in, and therefore tax cuts don't necessarily cost money. But we do know the $56 billion in non-offset unemployment insurance benefits, that is going to cost you money. And then there's some other things like a tax deal for ethanol and biodiesel programs, one for NASCAR, one for training mine rescue teams, some more benefits for the Gulf Coast, some tax incentives for the District of Columbia, tax credits for the rum trade in Puerto Rico. You know, you put on those things right after we've just had a big election that says we don't want any more earmarks. We don't want these kind of buy votes loopholes put in bills, but they're in this thing, and it makes it an ugly piece of legislation.
Was that part of the original compromise, or has that been tossed in since then?
It has been tossed in, and what happened, I'm sure there were some Democrat and maybe some Republican senators who were wavering on it. They said, oh, let's take care of ethanol for your state. Let's take care of the commuter tax or, you know, whomever benefits from the rum trade in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. So these things were put in afterwards, and they were ornaments on the Christmas tree and almost one or two away from tipping the whole tree over, but still got through the Senate. But now the House members are very upset about it.
Well, as long as we're talking about earmarks, that seems like a good time to pivot to this omnibus bill that's been put forth by Senate Democrats. Thousands of earmarks in there, $1.1 trillion to fund the government through fiscal year 2011. Senate Republicans have certainly come out en masse and saying this is unacceptable. Nobody knows what's in here. They're talking about making the clerks read it word for word, 2,000 pages. From what you've seen of it so far, I'm sure you haven't had a chance to go through all of it. What's your take on this major spending bill?
I think that it's going to have a hard time passing the House. Even the Democrat members that I've talked to, and a number of them who've been defeated, say, you know, listen, I just got defeated over spending and earmarks. I'm not going to vote for this bill. And so I think there are enough, and I can say they're not going to get a single Republican vote. So you put the Republicans and the remaining Blue Dog Democrats together, we might be able to kill this 1,900-page bill. And it is a monstrosity. It's pork-laden and billions of dollars. This is the kind of bill that you'll still be reading about and writing articles on in February because people will be finding out more and more about it.
In terms of what will happen logistically here, Harry Reid says he's going to push this thing, make it either that this goes through or there's at least a temporary government shutdown until the new Congress. Are Republicans ready for that fight?
I think we are. I think we're fine staying here till Christmas Eve, coming back next week and or the week after and stay until New Year's Eve. January 5th, as you know, in the House, we're going to have 87 new Republicans. The Senate is going to pick up, I think, six of them. And so we're going to have a lot more cavalry in to fight Harry Reid and Obama. And Ms. Pelosi will be backbench, so she's not going to be a factor anymore. And with the new 87 Republicans coming to the House, that is a conservative firebrand team. And they were elected to fight this very thing. So if Harry Reid wants to continue to push this thing as opposed to what we call a CR, a continuing resolution, meaning, look, we'll just go ahead and extend the funding for the next several months until the Republicans can rewrite the budget, if we don't get a CR, we'll stay here for as long as it takes to defeat the omnibus.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. Those who follow these things closely know that you are among those being considered for the new chairman of the Appropriations Committee. You'll certainly be a very powerful member of that committee. How will the Appropriations Panel function differently in the new Congress compared to what we've seen in the last few Congresses?
Well, we are going to go after spending on all levels. We've already banned earmarks. I think we're going to take a look at the grant programs because so many of the grants are just earmarks for the administration. We're going to go after some of the budget gimmickry, the idea of offsetting money when it's all deficit spending. That's not an offset at all. We're going to there's something called advanced appropriations and emergency appropriations, ways that we get around the budget to hide how much the actual spending dollar is. We're going to stop that practice. We're going to have a lot more oversight on the administration. And so it's going to be a brand new game.
Congressman, two critical issues. We'll keep following it. Thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, Greg. Thanks a million.
Appreciate it. Georgia Congressman Jack Kingston represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Appropriations Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.